I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Honolulu, Hawaii. Come along and join me for a conversation with Becky Stichetti, Executive Director of the Hawaii International Film Festival, celebrating its 44th anniversary, October 2024. Fondly dubbed HIFF, the festival showcases films and filmmakers from all quarters of the Asia-Pacific region, including Hong Kong, Taiwan, Korea, Guam, Micronesia, Japan, China, Bhutan, and of course, Made in Hawaii productions. In addition to screenings on Oahu at Kahala, film presentations are also showcased on Kauai, Molokai, Maui, and the Big Island of Hawaii throughout November 2024. HIFF actually offers year-round community engagement events. Come along and join Becky Stichetti to discover the rest of the most fascinating and engaging story of HIFF. Becky, where are we?
So we are currently at the Hawaii International Film Festival offices in Kaimuki.
And you dubbed it HIFF, right?
Yes, we go by HIFF. We are a year-round organization that puts on a huge international cinematic event every year.
And you've been here, what, 8 years now?
I have been here for 8 years as executive director.
And HIFF goes back 44th anniversary
HIFF,
right now.
HIFF started in 1981, project of the East-West Center at UH, University of Hawaii, and we have been going strong ever since.
What was the initial mission?
The initial mission of HIFF is still something that we think about and work towards today. The first theme was East meets West. So it was really looking at how to bring cinema into Hawaii, you know, Hawaii as this cultural midpoint between Asia and America, and really joining different networks of people to strengthen the industry, strengthen connections, create more acceptance of cultures across the world.
Is Hawaii a treasure trove of video people and producers and dreamers?
We have such an incredible community here in Hawaii. Our creative community, our creative entrepreneurs, there is a really budding, talented industry here. Hawaii is a small place, but it is a true melting pot. There are all types of cultures, backgrounds, people who do all different types of work in Hawaii. And yeah, our industry is really, really special and, in my opinion, deserves a lot more attention and investment than it gets.
In a way, it's under the wire. I mean, you have producers that you had on stage talking last night. And they're major producers in New York City and worldwide television and movie productions, even though this is their home.
Absolutely. And I think that's something really special about Hawaii also, is that it does attract all types of people from all over the world. And, you know, we are happy that they are a part of our community and are continuing to support the people who were born and raised in Hawaii, and especially the Kanaka Maoli Native Hawaiian population as well.
What I found fascinating, you know, you had Canadian producers and from New Zealand, all over the place. But one of the overarching things that I found most touching was that Pacific Rim focus on these different various cultures. What an immersive epiphany of a very different place, but showing that commonality.
Yeah, HIFF is, you know, really focused on supporting stories and creatives from across the Pacific Rim. When we originally started, you know, a lot of the focus was on cinema coming out of Asia, because there was so much cinema coming out of Asia and there wasn't a lot coming out of the Pacific. But over the last decade, there has really just been an explosion of authentic, entertaining, high-quality storytelling from cultures across the Pacific Rim, New Zealand, Aotearoa, Australia, Guam, Micronesia, and a lot more, and then Hawaii as well, just these various perspectives, mo'olelo, or stories that go back generations and are seen and told through a very contemporary lens, and it's a really exciting space.
And you bring the filmmakers here.
We do. We bring over 200 filmmakers to the festival every year. It is, you know, so much of the core of what HIFF is about is creating those networks between global filmmakers, global creatives, and watching those partnerships flourish and grow and help to build sustainable careers.
And you have these great segmented shows that are based on different regions. Like you had the Hong Kong Focus. Talk to us about that.
We do. The festival each year, you know, again, because Hawaii is such a melting pot, we really do have people here from all over the world that live here. And this is their only opportunity to see film from their native countries. So we have these great partnerships with Hong Kong that celebrates Hong Kong cinema and culture, Taiwan, the same thing, Japan. And then we do spotlights on regions that we know our audiences resonate with. So again, looking mostly at Asia, China, we have an amazing spotlight on China film program, India. One of our Indian films this year won an award. And yeah, we are just thrilled to be able to share these cultures through on screen with all of our audiences. And it's a really fun place. You know, one of the films that was raved about at HIFF this year is called Agent of Happiness, which is a documentary from Bhutan. We know that film is a way to connect with places in the world you might not be able to get to otherwise. And it's part of what makes the festival so special.
One of the things I was most fascinated with was how for the producers, directors, actors, actresses, that this is literally can be a launching pad for them.
There are only a handful of festivals that are Academy Award qualifying for short films, and HIFF is really, really proud that we are one of them. So we are Oscar qualifying in our competition international short film, as well as our Made in Hawaii short film program. And it's absolutely a point of pride that we are the only festival in the world that is Oscar qualifying specifically for films made in Hawaii. We just look forward to the day that a film from Hawaii is nominated and possibly wins an Oscar.
So you're locked and loaded. And
we're ready. Yeah. And our community is ready for it too. And, you know, a huge part of the mission of HIFF today is to uplift stories from NHPI or Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander perspectives and try and show the world the culture and authentic experience and just brilliance and talent and creativity here.
Maybe it's just luck of the draw, but every producer, director, actor, actress that I talked to was so sweet and friendly. It was like, whoa, didn't you guys get the message about being pompous or whatever?
Well, that is intentional. That's really, you know.
But it works.
It's, you know, part of what we're doing in Hawaii as an entire culture is embracing the spirit of aloha. And we do that at HIFF too. And we curate people who believe in giving back to the community and know the power of stories and understand the cultural significance of that. And it is absolutely something that, you know, we take care of each other, and we always like to invite people in who are going to continue that ethos, that take care of the whole community.
Mm-hmm. For me, you know, somebody that was addicted to the TV series Lost and Shogun, I never imagined in a million years that I could hang out and talk with the visionaries behind those series. How cool is that?
Thank you. I think it's really cool too. You know, in 2024, HIFF started our prestige TV series. We got to, yeah, show an episode of Shogun. We had the co-creators of Shogun here. They are also Kama'aina. They live on Maui. So that was really exciting. And then we had Interior Chinatown and the cast of Interior Chinatown with the writer as well. And yeah, Lost. And we have Rescue High Surf coming up this week as well.
Where was the Chinatown one filmed?
Interior Chinatown?
Yeah.
I believe it was filmed in L.A.
Because you have your own Chinatown here.
I know. I mean, most port cities will have a Chinatown, and I think that's part of what makes that show so accessible, is people that live all over the world that have... I was in Incheon, Korea earlier this year, and they have a Chinatown, you know? So I think it's going to be a very accessible series.
For sure. San Francisco, I think, has the largest Chinatown. Mm-hmm.
Chicago has a great Chinatown. Mm-hmm. When I started this role in 2017, we created our Made in Hawaii Competition Award, and you know, we were looking at the talent and the films coming out of our local industry here at that time, and we knew it was right at the precipice, and we knew that the skill was like remarkably getting higher every year, and we really wanted to celebrate our local industry. And so we created this award, Made in Hawaii, and we wanted to see our local filmmakers compete in the same stage with our international filmmakers. So we've always had international awards at HIFF, and Made in Hawaii was a hope that the community would continue to level up and continue to make more and more high quality films that could compete at an international stage. And then, you know, 8 years later, this year in 2024, we saw a record breaking year for Made in Hawaii film. We had, you know, more features and shorts than we've ever had before. And we don't even accept all of them into the festival. Oh, wow. So we're still only taking the top tier films. And then a lot of them won awards across multiple categories, which was really exciting too. You know, the film Molokai Bound by director Alika Tengen, and he's been at HIFF for years with all of his short films, and this is his second feature. It won both the Made in Hawaii Narrative Award as well as the Kaukohoku Award, which is our international debut award. So he's competing with filmmakers from all over the world who are making their first or second feature film. And that is an international jury as well. We had Adam Pyron from the Sundance Institute on that jury. We had Brian Newman, who's the founder of Subgenre. And we had Chilin Kwan, who is from Korea. He's a director in Korea. He worked with the Incheon Film Commission for a number of years. So, you know, no one from Hawaii is looking at a slate of films from all over the world, some of which played at Cannes, a film festival, and they chose Molokai Bound to win the Rising Star Award at HIFF. So that was a particularly special moment for a lot of people. And then our Made in Hawaii section, additionally, director Kiara Lacey's animation film, Queen's Flowers, won our Best Short Made in Hawaii film. And it's this beautiful retelling of the story of the queen on her birthday after the overthrow, and a orphan who's living next door makes her a lei. And it's just an absolutely stunning piece of art, and it's widely accessible. There's not a lot of dialogue in the film, and it can be shared with kids and adults alike. And then our Made in Hawaii documentary award went to Erin Lau for her documentary Standing Above the Clouds, which is a really poignant and intimate documentary on the Mauna Wahine, the women who were involved in the protests on the Mauna Kea, protesting the telescope going up there, and just, you know, so much of a struggle and journey and growth and the conflict around that whole issue. And Erin, you know, she recently directed an episode of Rescue High Surf. She is another individual that's been with HIFF for years. We've shown her short films, and it's just really, really exciting to see these filmmakers who have made short films in the past just continue to, like, build these incredible careers and make these incredible now feature films that are winning awards.
Can you think of any local kama'ainas or whatever that went viral and exploded because of HIFF?
I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that now. You know, the content that we're showing, we're really looking at like film and prestige television. So not quite the same work that goes viral, like on social media or online. Mm-hmm. But we've seen a lot of mentorship happen with more established filmmakers from across the country who come to HIFF, meet some of our local community and our local filmmakers, and then work together on future projects. So, you know, producer Nina Yang Badjiovi was the producer of Molokai Bound. So people that are coming to HIFF and seeing what we're doing in our industry here, seeing the value that we're putting on these stories, understanding how important that is, and then coming back and bringing more resources into Hawaii to help bring our filmmakers up to an international stage.
Talk story for a moment about the big picture of HIFF as an event. As somebody's listening in Toronto and they go, oh my God, I want to come there. You know, what would you do? What would you see? For example, we're here in Waikiki, but today you're starting showing over in the west side. And then you go to all the other islands, the big picture.
Part of why HIFF is so exciting is, you know, we are a nonprofit organization based in Honolulu, but we do operate statewide and we do operate all year round. So in the fall, we throw this incredible festival, the bulk of which happens in Kahala, which is on the east side of Honolulu. That's where we bring in all of these incredible guests, you know, over 200 films from over 40 countries, and have like a huge festival. But what's really important and core to what HIFF does is to make sure that films are accessible to our community as a whole. What's really special about the Hawaii International Film Festival, presented by Halu Kalani, is that we are a nonprofit organization. We are a year-round organization that does events and development all year round. And we are also a statewide festival. So while our main event that happens in the fall is in Honolulu, at Kahala, we also, this year, for the first year, launched a West Side Hawaii International Film Festival. and we are bringing films, panels, guests over to Kapolei Theaters on the west side of Oahu, as well as UH West Oahu. So something that's really special to HIF is that we have an incredible partnership with the Academy for Creative Media at UH, which is also statewide. And we are able to bring guests to campuses all across Hawaii and bring students that are a part of the UH system into the festival to network, to show their films, and to have these really incredible experiences with the guests that we're bringing and the films that we're bringing. And then after our West Side event, we are going to every single neighbor island. Part of the mission of HIF is to make sure that films and culture are accessible to all communities here in Hawaii. So the Hawaii International Film Festival will be going to Maui at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, Lanai, which we're really excited about, Molokai for the first time in like 15 years. We're also in two locations on the Big Island of Hawaii. We're at the Waimea Theater in Kahilu, as well as the Hilo Palace in Hilo. And then we are also on Kauai at Kauai Community College, their new cultural center that they just opened this year. So part of what we're doing there, it's really important to everyone at the Hawaii International Film Festival that people across the state in rural areas, in different socioeconomic groups, are able to access these films, see themselves reflected on screen, have the opportunity to experience different cultures through the world of cinema. And that is part of why we do these workshops. And we're also like bringing guests to every island. We run education initiatives on every island. Our education program at HIF is year round. We work with students K through 12, as well as university, all year round.
You have a special mission, just educational.
Yeah, right? We do. We have a whole separate Opio festival that happens in the spring that is specifically catered towards youth in Hawaii. And we bring family-friendly films, guests, opportunities to showcase work made by students here. It's a really, really beautiful special event as well.
And you make access financially accessible.
Yes, we try to offer as low-cost programs as possible. We do a number of screening series over the summer that are free to the community. It is, you know, vital, I think, that for a community to thrive, they have access to cinema and culture and experiences. And then the third track of programs that Hawaii International Film Festival runs is our industry development track. And so that's where we're really creating programs that are supporting building sustainable careers in the film and entertainment industry here in Hawaii. So how can we serve our community in a way that is providing resources, networks, skill building opportunities to level up both entrepreneurship and content that's coming out of Hawaii. And this is also a year-round initiative that we started, and it's branded High Film. It's part of HIF's industry programs where we run different panels, different development labs, different retreats, all year round networking events to support our creative community here. And recently we made the announcement that we are launching HIF Studios, which is really meant to increase resources to independent filmmakers in Hawaii and the whole Pacific with sort of production support. So how can HIF provide elements that creatives don't necessarily have access to otherwise, you know, looking at legal, financial, insurance, like the less glamorous parts of the filmmaking industry, because what we're seeing is this really incredible, beautiful talent and these amazing films. We have these really incredible films that aren't able to compete, you know, for streaming contracts or for theatrical release nationwide because they don't have sort of the more administrative pieces in place. And that's really where HIF is trying to step up and fill a gap there with resources. We launched our first project with HIF Studios. It's called Makavalu. It's a project that HIF started 3 years ago where we ran a writer's retreat. We invited 8 Kanaka Maoli, or Native Hawaiian directors, to join us in a writer's retreat, and it was a week long. They were mentored by producers from New Zealand, as well as Daniel Day Kim and other industry executives from around the world. They came up with feature film script over the course of this retreat that's looking at a luau that happens on the 4th of July in Hawaii from 8 different perspectives, all through a Native Hawaiian lens. And then we continue to workshop that script for the next year to 2 years. We continue to workshop and develop that script, you know, through monthly workshops and mentorship with professionals such as Sean Baker, who is the director of Anora. He recently won the Cannes Palme d'Or Prize. Sarah Wayne Callies, who is a star of The Walking Dead. Dana Ledoux Miller, who is a co-writer and co-director of Disney's Moana 2, in addition to many other films, and other professionals around the industry. So they all, you know, worked with our 8 filmmakers to make this project. And then we were able to get funding primarily from the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation, which was, you know, I have eternal amounts of gratitude to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who underwrote this project. We also received some funding from the Asian American Foundation, TAF, and Pacific Islanders and Communications, PIC. But, you know, to create a situation where the filmmakers had full creative control without the pressure of financing was really important for me and for Hawaii International Film Festival. You know, we're essentially changing the model of storytelling. The filmmakers we worked with really wanted to tell a story from a Hawaiian perspective and create a film in a more Hawaiian way. So not necessarily following the same prototype of the rest of the industry or how other people would go about making films. And so what I was looking at was, how do we fundamentally change the traditional financing structure to be able to make that possible for them? And, you know, we found partners in the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that really understand both that to have a healthier and more equitable world, you can do that through storytelling, and also the value of giving creative control to the actual creators. So we're incredibly grateful for that. And another point of pride is that 90% of the funding for this project comes from organizations outside of Hawaii. So we are interested in bringing increased investment into Hawaii and, you know, supporting the creators who are born and raised and call Hawaii home from outside of our community. And I hope to see a lot more than that. Makuvalu is the highest budgeted film, independent film, created by Kanaka Maoli to date. I hope it doesn't keep that title for long. I'd really love to see a lot more investment into our filmmakers here in Hawaii. So hopefully this is just the start of a new era for the filmmakers here. And then Daniel Day Kim came on board as executive producer as well.
You're blessed to have him.
Yeah, he is. He's been really supportive of this project from the very beginning. He helped support the retreat in the lab. He's been working with these filmmakers, through HIF for years.
A moment about some of his accolades. I mean, the guy's been all over the place.
Yeah, Daniel Zay Kim, you know, many people know him from Lost or Hawaii Five-0, but he also starred and produced The Good Doctor. He is in the upcoming Amazon Prime Video series Butterfly. He's currently right now on Broadway, starring in the show Yellowface. So he is incredibly talented. Daniel Day Kim has been a resident of Hawaii for many, many years and is incredibly supportive of the community here. And we are so grateful to have him as a partner at HIF and with the Makuvalu film.
Do you ever go on the road and do kind of entrees to your world, like in Australia or New Zealand or Guam, places like that?
That's a great question. What I've been really working to do at HIF, and, you know, again, we are a nonprofit, and so I'm still working to raise funding to grow this initiative, but I try to take, you know, short films from Hawaii and sometimes feature films from Hawaii to other festivals around the world. And I would love to have the resources to be able to bring filmmakers as well into these places. But, you know, places like Okinawa, Korea, we did a program exchange in Korea this year. I'm always trying to make connections with other film festivals to show short films and hopefully feature films when we have more of them in these other cultures and in these other places. And one time I actually subtitled the films myself so that we could show them in Japan.
Oh, wow.
In a showcase that I was invited to. That's part of what we're trying to do is both bring the world to Hawaii to be able to experience Hawaii, to be able to experience our culture here, but then also bring Hawaii to the rest of the world and let the world who hasn't been to Hawaii have a perspective that is more authentic and less of a tourist commercial look as to what it's like here.
So imagine, you know, you guys invited me, but if you had not, and I had a curiosity about Hawaii-based filming and movies and whatnot, and I was tempted to come here, you know, where would you stay and how would you make it a real viable experience?
One of my favorite things about the Hawaii International Film Festival is that we do get both audience and filmmakers from around the world. And a lot of people come on their own. We've had these members that come from all across the United States, Germany. It's such a great place to find community and to be with your people, right? This year, we had a number of shorts filmmakers come from all over the world, Africa, Iceland, all across the U.S., the Virgin Islands. So it's a really, really fun community to be a part of, and it's such an important part of the festival atmosphere. What's exciting about HIF and Hawaii also is that, you know, our presenting sponsor is Halekulani. They are the most beautiful, luxurious resort hotel in all of Waikiki. Absolutely. Right on the beach.
Yeah.
It's just the most beautiful escape from anywhere to be able to stay at the luxurious Halekulani. But then, you know, we're in Waikiki, and so there are just incredible hotels all across Waikiki. It's such an amazing place to stay. And then our sponsor airline is Hawaiian Airlines, so fly in on Hawaiian Airlines, stay in this beautiful resort. And we also have a partnership with BMW Hawaii. So as filmmakers, we provide transportation with these gorgeous, luxurious BMW vehicles. And then what's exciting about HIF is that while we have a lot of events in Waikiki, we're also across Honolulu. We have events in Chinatown. We have events in Kahala. And so there's so much to see and do that's so far outside of the normal tourist experience. You know, a lot of performances during the films themselves. This year we had a group from Chinatown Cha-Cha do a dance performance. We have lots of olis, blessings that are taking place all throughout the festival. And, you know, we try and support as many local restaurants as we can. So we have parties and after parties all across Honolulu with local food, local people. It's a way to experience Hawaii as a local versus, you know, as a normal tourist vacation. Another initiative that I launched in 2018 that's really exciting is our partnership with Hawaiian Airlines showing Made in Hawaii and Pacific Rim short films in flight on Hawaiian Airlines. So this is such an exciting opportunity for our filmmakers that play at HIF. We curate series of short films in flight on Hawaiian Airlines on all of their flights that have televisions for free to any travelers on Hawaiian Airlines across the world. And in exchange, we're able to provide airline miles to those filmmakers as well. It's important for me that they also have the opportunity to build their career or go somewhere for another festival or a film shoot. And, you know, if you're traveling on Hawaiian Airlines, you have the opportunity to watch these incredible short films that are part of the HIF package.
That's really cool. And it's a double win because it showcases Hawaii often.
Yeah. And from, again, from different perspectives, like we can show documentaries about snails. And then we're also showing, you know, the weird horror film that is like super good. And we're showing a film that is a interpretive history narrative short. So it's a really fun opportunity.
We're about out of time. But before we go, how would somebody learn more about the world of HIF? And Hawaii.
We invite everyone to learn more about HIF, the Hawaii International Film Festival, presented by Halekulani, all of our programs and initiatives. We have an amazing website at hif.org, hiff.org. We have a blog. We have another program where we work with young, diverse film critics, and they are posted on our blog. It's a great way to learn about the community here in Hawaii. And of course, we invite everyone to come and attend. That's where you can sign up for our email newsletter on our website, learn about everything that's happening in the film industry in Hawaii and at HIF. And then, of course, we have social media. We're at HIF Hawaii on Facebook, Instagram. I'm pretty sure we have a TikTok. That's for the younger folks. And my name is Becky Stachetti. I am the executive director of the Hawaii International Film Festival.
Becky, thank you so much for sharing. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Honolulu, Hawaii. We'll see you in paradise.
Aloha.
Yeah. Mahalo.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.